Ladies and gentlemen, let's begin. I think most of our staff is busy, and so they may not be joining us this morning. We will really be just a few minutes just to kind of focus our thoughts to the Lord. Let's sing without our books this morning. I don't know if they're even in the books we have here, but you should know at least part of it.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not.
Jeremiah wrote those words, well, not the song, the words that inspired that psalm. The weeping prophet brought the message of repentance and judgment to God's people. They rejected that, and they were bound for 70 years of exile. And in the middle of that proclamation of judgment, that pronouncement of judgment, God gave promise. God is faithful.
Amen.
And I don't want it to be gloom and doom every time we leave camp. That, oh, here we go, back into war, and I hope we can survive and hold on till we get back next summer. But the reality is we're facing trials and tribulations, just the circumstances of life, and certainly the work of the enemy that is against us. And so there are seasons that we go through these battles in life. And Jesus said, in this world you'll have trouble. But there's that promise, be of good courage. And remember, I am faithful. Remember, my mercies are new every morning. And so you may be in a place where you might feel abandoned and forgotten. You might be a place where you think, how could God bring me here? And we just need to remember He is faithful. Hebrews chapter 11, of course, the faith chapter, gives us a long list of men and women who were faithful and who endured. And we're told that we ought to be encouraged. The letter to Hebrews was written to people, Christians, that were really suffering. And many of them were turning back from faith in Christ to their old traditions and the old covenant, Moses and priests and sacrifices and angels and all of those things that held them for generations and generations. And now they turned to Christ, and it seemed like life got more difficult for them, and it did. And so the encouragement was, there are a lot of people who suffered and a lot of people who sacrificed. So we have a whole list. And then toward the end of Hebrews 11, there's a whole lot of examples without names. But I'm thankful for that list at the end, because I can identify maybe more with the anonymous listings than I can with Abraham or Moses. When I see that list without the names, like, yeah, I've been there, I've done that. I'm not to that extent, but I can relate to that. And there's a reminder there. We're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, these who have remained faithful in the face of great trial and suffering and even death. But then we go to the next chapter, and seems like we're being told, after we're reminded of all those on earth, human, don't stop just looking at them. Look a little bit higher unto Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. And then in the last chapter, the next chapter of Hebrews, is that verse, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And I think that's the summary of at least that portion of Hebrews, reminding us of those who have persevered through hard times, even to the point of death, that Jesus Christ is encouraging us as our great example. And then, though men and women certainly were faithful, it is the faithfulness of God that held them through their suffering and their persecution. And so we're reminded that Jesus Christ is the same now as He was for Moses and for Samson and for Abraham and others that are listed there. Jesus Christ, who sustained them and carried them and led them, is the same for us today, and He will be the same for us tomorrow as He was for all the saints in the past. And so we go encouraged. God is faithful. He is faithful. No matter where he leads, we can rest in the promise. And so as we go, some I know are staying. God bless you. Thank you for staying longer and continuing to serve. But whether we stay or go, that we would hold on to the promises of God, that he remains faithful.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Father, we thank you for your goodness and faithfulness to us. You never fail. Lord, you never fail. And I pray that you would encourage us, dear God. First, we give you thanks for the testimony that you've given us of your faithfulness and goodness, Lord. Your hand upon our lives, sustaining us, Lord. And Lord, as we look forward to the days ahead and months ahead, Lord, I pray that you would burn this into our hearts, a reminder, Lord, that you are faithful, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And wherever you lead, Lord, you give what we have need of. You hold us, Lord. You lead us. You bring victory, O God. And so we look to you, dear Jesus, as we leave camp, many of us. We pray, dear God, your blessing upon each one. We pray, Lord, that through this year, the glory would not fade, but God, that we would continue to draw nearer to yourself. God, we pray that your hand be upon those who are traveling home today, protection. Yes. Lord, for those who are coming up to camp today, Lord, tomorrow, we just ask, dear Jesus, your covering.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, for the seasons ahead this summer, for those ministering in all the various ways, Lord, we pray an outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Jesus, we pray for campers as well today leaving. We pray you would seal the work, God, that you have done in their hearts. Lord, we thank you for how you have worked. Lord, we pray that this would hold them, not just through life, but Lord, that it would hold them into eternity. So we commit them to you today, dear Jesus, as well. Lord, we love you and we give you praise. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Would you stand and we'll sing one more song.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son,
you keep you. Praise the Lord. Dismissed.